Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf cart. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse and Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at GetMyPerks.com. All right, a lot happening today in the NFL, including the release of Gabe Davis earlier today by the Jacksonville Jaguars. But before that, George Pickens, outstandingly talented wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, gets traded to the Dallas Cowboys. And joining me on the Wester Hotline right now is the Fan Morning Show host in Pittsburgh, Adam Crowley. He joins us to talk a little bit about this. Adam, thank you very much. I actually watched your show a little bit today, get some reaction, and I said, you know what? We got to have a little bit of this on WGR. How are you today?
I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you having me on. I'm still sweating. You know what it's like getting breaking news. It's thrilling, but I'm all petered out. I got a little left for you, though, Sal.
I saw the reaction. I heard the reaction from some of the callers. But I guess the bigger picture for us here in Buffalo, or a little bit more on the outside, why did it happen? Why did the Steelers get to this point to trade George Pickens?
Yeah, I think the Steelers can get crushed for drafting wide receivers with quote-unquote character concerns. There's been a laundry list of them now. I don't need to bore everyone with the names. What I can say, though, is they've moved on from all of these guys at the appropriate time. Deontay Johnson was on, what, 4 different teams last year after the Steelers traded him to the Panthers. Chase Claypool fizzled out of the league. Same with Martavis Bryant. Antonio Brown was yelling obscenities at the GM in Las Vegas at the time after they moved off of him. So they know when to move off of these guys. But to take emotion out of it, I just think pragmatically, you get a receiver this offseason in DK Metcalf for $150 million over 5 years. You don't have a franchise quarterback right now. You're probably not going to pay 2 wide receivers, and Dallas gave you a good offer for him. I mean, a 3rd and a 5th, that's what you got back for Antonio Brown. This guy isn't as big of a diva or a problem as Antonio Brown. He's also not half the player, so you get a good return. You were never going to pay him anyhow. I think it makes a ton of sense for Pittsburgh.
He isn't like you said, maybe at that level of Antonio Brown as far as that kind of stuff, but some distractions right along the way that maybe just did it just rub everybody wrong at the end of the day?
Yes, and I say he's not on par with AB concerning the distractions. However, oh my gosh, the distractions. He was late to the Christmas Day game. Mike Tomlin kept running cover for him. He was benched in the Dallas Cowboys game this year. He got in a fight where he was pushing a cornerback out of the end zone on a Hail Mary play at the end of the Cleveland game, the snow game, I'm sure people in Buffalo remember. That's just three right off the top of my head. He's played social media games. He has blamed the referees for games. He has talked down to opponents after the Steelers have lost to opponents like the Browns last year, where he said that's not a good football team. That was just because of the snow. And then he complains an awful lot when he doesn't get the football, which that in and of itself doesn't make him unique at the wide receiver position. But that coupled with everything else and the fact that they'd have to pay him, what, 25 plus million bucks this offseason, it just made sense to move on at this time.
Adam Crowley joining us here on the West Her Hotline. All right, so where does this leave the Steelers? Because if you look at that roster, you saw the tweet. I heard you talking about it from Matt Miller today. Said maybe the worst roster they've had in the Tomlin era. I know that you say that's not necessarily true, but where are they right now with this roster, and how much can that completely change with the quarterback situation if Aaron Rodgers decides to join?
Let's say the Steelers now go out and sign Keenan Allen to a one-year deal, who's a free agent at this point, or Amari Cooper. Well, you've got DK Metcalf, and you've got wide receiver X, let's just call him, one of those two guys or somebody else. I think you're better than you were last year at that position where it was Pickens and then your number two was Van Jefferson, for goodness sakes. So you'd be better there. And then with Rodgers, I don't think he's some great shakes or anything like that, but you're definitely better than you were at the end of the season with Russell Wilson. And, hey, Rodgers might well wind up arguing with Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, but it just wasn't going to work again with Russell Wilson because that had already happened last year. So I think if you get Rodgers and you get another piece, you're still in a better spot than you were last season. If you get only the wide receiver, you're not, because Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback. And if you get only Aaron Rodgers, then you're an injury away from, I guess, Robert Woods being your number two wide receiver. So as we talk today, they're in a much worse place than they were at the end of last season. If they make one or two moves, and I guess, think the Rodgers thing's going to happen, I do think they can be better positioned this year.
So you think Aaron Rodgers is going to ultimately sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Is there a timeline here? Do they need to know by a certain time?
Oh, there should be a timeline. I'm not sure there is, which a lot of people around here, myself included, have a problem with. I had tweeted out earlier on in the day that them trading Pickens told me that Rodgers had spurned them. I've been told by a couple of people that that is not the case, that Rodgers is still mulling things over, but that their understanding is this doesn't affect him at all, which I don't know that I can buy. I don't know why I'd want to be throwing to Robert Woods, but I guess it doesn't affect him. I would guess he is here. I would think within the next, 18 days before OTAs and minicamp and all that starts up, but that's merely speculation, as I can sort of ascertain one thing based on the available information and then guess with some of the sources stuff that I got.
Your co-host, Doran Dickerson, former Buffalo Bill player, obviously, as well as several other teams in the league, and the Steelers, he speculates maybe they could go out and trade for a receiver. I know DJ Moore was a name that was mentioned. Now you have Gabe Davis also that was just released today. What does it look like maybe the next little while here at wide receiver of them possibly going out and adding not only just a Keenan Allen, as you said, but maybe trading for somebody, maybe a Gabe Davis who's now on the market?
Yeah, I think they should do that. Whether or not they will, I'm not sure. Roman Wilson was their third-round draft pick last year, a national champion at Michigan, but he didn't play the entire year because he was hurt, and then he wasn't picking up the playbook. So they might have a lot more faith in him than I do. I think it would make a lot of sense to get a wide receiver. I think the Steelers are kind of screwing this up a little bit. I think they have a plan. It just might not be a good plan. I think one of their feet is firmly placed in the trench of, we got to try to win now with T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And I think their other foot is in a ditch, but it doesn't really matter until next year because that's when we're going to try to get our quarterback. If they want to win now at all, though, I just don't see how they could go into the season with the wide receiver room like it is. It would be as bad as it was last year. and it was one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the NFL last season.
What is the truth about their interest at all in Shedeur Sanders as everything was going on over the draft a couple weeks ago?
Man, I should have stuck with my guns, Sal. I, the whole time, was thinking it was all misdirection, blowing smoke from Mike Tomlin, who was really waxing poetic about Shedeur Sanders in a way he had never done about any other draft prospect in 17 years in Pittsburgh. And I thought, you know what, they kind of were leading people to believe Malik Willis was their guy in 2022, and then they took Pickett. Maybe he's doing the same thing. But then I kept hearing other stuff, that they really were interested in Shedeur. I have also heard that he showed up to the Steelers facility with the camera crew, and they kindly told him not to bring the camera crew in. And I found that information out after the draft. And just knowing the organization, knowing how Art Rooney II, the owner, operates, I'm guessing that probably wiped him off their board altogether. It's not what I thought necessarily going in, but as I understand it now, I don't think they were very interested in that young man.
All right, the rest of the offseason, what it looks like for the Steelers here, I should say, you know, now where they are here in the offseason. Defensively, you got some guys who are aging a little bit. What's it look on like on that side of the ball, Mike Tomlin defense, and where they are right now?
I think they should be better. They had a corner last year play for him who was as tall as I am, and that's not very tall, 5'8". And he took the ball away from him a little bit. This is Dante Jackson, but he wasn't a fit for their scheme. He was more of a zone guy. They wanted to play man coverage. They've replaced him with Darius Slay. T.J. Watt, still good. I think their inside backers are good. Their safeties are good. They needed help on the defensive front. They think they got that in the draft with Derek Harmon in round one and Y.A. Black later on in the draft, who profiles more as a nose tackle. I think they'll be fine on that side of the ball. And depending on the quarterback situation, I think you're looking at trying to win games 12-10 like they have really since Ben Roethlisberger retired, which they've done a nice job of doing. But it's like banging your head against a wall for 3 hours, 3.5 hours every Sunday trying to watch this team. They'll be fine on defense, though, I think.
Is this T.J. Watt's last year in Pittsburgh, or do they work something out?
Oh, they'll work something out. And I think the town is split on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to win anything this year. Even with Rodgers, you're not winning the Super Bowl. You're maybe winning a playoff game, which they haven't in more than half a decade. I forgot the question now.
That's okay. T.J. Watt, last year of his deal.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back. And like I said, the town's split, but they're not. Right. They want him to be a one-helmet guy, and they want him to finish his career in Pittsburgh. And they're going to make him, in all likelihood, the highest-paid defender in football. We'll see what happens in Dallas with Micah Parsons. They might take it to a place the Steelers can't go. But if they got it done before Dallas does, I think you're going to see that T.J. Watt, for however short a time it is, he's going to be the highest paid defensive player in the sport.
All right, I know you have a meeting you got to go to in 3 minutes, so I'll give you two quick ones on your way out. Have you heard anything about the opponent for the Steelers in Ireland? Because we know that the Bills could be in the mix there, and people are wondering. Have you heard anything about that over there?
I heard it's the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And that it'll be on September 28th. Now, I had someone I trust the other day tell me it was the Vikings, but I have had a ton of people tell me it's the Packers. Either way, though, for your purposes, I have not heard Buffalo
okay.
linked to that game.
And then finally, where are the Penguins now after missing the playoffs, having an aging roster, and their organizational kind of reset, if they even want to call it that?
It's going to be a reset. I think it wouldn't take too terribly much for them to be a playoff team next year. Kyle Dubas, though, the general manager of the Penguins, said in his end-of-season press conference that they're not going to build a team just to squeak into the playoffs. So I think this year they're probably not going to be very good. The following year they might not be very good. This is maybe not a long, long rebuild, but I think it's going to take a couple of years. And I don't think Mike Sullivan wanted to wait around for it. I know the Penguins painted the picture that they made the decision. I was told that Sullivan said, I want to win now. And they said, yeah, all right, you're going to have to take a hike. And that's how that went. So I don't think they're going to be good for at least the next couple of years.